Is this the country the founders envisioned? 244 years ago, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Madison were named the founding fathers of the United States of America, and they put forth their dreams in the form of the three most treasured documents of American history, the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. Their dreams have been preserved and respected throughout our history, but a path to a country with equality, freedom, and justice is a long and hard-fought path that we are still fighting towards after 244 years. We have undeniably come a long way from the country that the Founding Fathers began with, and have undoubtedly faced obstacles in this country, which has included eradicating slavery, protests held by citizens around the country, fighting for justice through gun violence laws, and many more. Now the question remains, have we gotten there, or are we still far from it? Starting with the Declaration of Independence and fortifying with the 13th Amendment, it is evident that our founding fathers envisioned a country that consisted of equality among all citizens. The Declaration of Independence states, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal," which is a strong start to equality, but this didn't quite dissolve inequality in the United States as slavery still persisted. Slavery was a gap that remained even after the Declaration of Independence, and the 13th Amendment clearly took a big step towards this racial equality by declaring that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall exist within the United States. Even though these steps gave colored people the same opportunities and rights as the rest of the population, but 78% of African Americans say the Americans have not gone far enough in giving them equal rights with the rest of the population, and 6 in 10 say that the legacy of slavery affects the position of African Americans in American society today. Through this journey in equality, it is evident that the Founding Fathers envisioned and fulfilled their steps towards equality, but they didn't foresee the consequences of slavery on the entire colored population. These current issues of inequality among the citizens show that as a country we haven't fulfilled the dream of equality even after 244 years of fighting this battle. On February 14, 2017, a 19-year-old walked through the doors of Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, carrying a semi-automatic rifle, ready to open fire. In this tragic and heartbreaking event, 17 people were killed and 17 were injured. This tragedy caused an uprising throughout the nation in the form of the March for Our Lives protest, where over 1.2 million students marched throughout the country to demand laws and government action for protection from mass shootings. The protest led to 67 gun safety bills being signed into law in 26 states and Washington, D.C. This would be one out of many examples of our country's citizens practicing our First Amendment, the freedom of speech. The First Amendment states, "Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech," which puts forth our Founding Fathers' hope for citizens to have the freedom to share their thoughts and ideas with the rest of the country. The Founding Fathers envisioned using our voices to fight for new laws and our rights, and we have used this stepping stone that the Founding Fathers set for us to bring about changes where we deem fit. In 1865 and 1963, Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy respectively faced sudden tragic deaths due to gunshot wounds. The Second Amendment states, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed." But the death of these great leaders of the nation due to firearms is an example of how even though the right to bear arms is upheld, they are being used for not only the intended use of protection, but also harm. Furthermore, in 2018, about 39,700 people died from firearms in the U.S., and about 61% of those deaths were suicides. These murders and suicides were not part of the country the Founding Fathers envisioned. But as time has progressed, the use of firearms has taken a violent turn, which is a turn in the opposite direction of the path the Founding Fathers put us on. Our country has always valued the Founding Fathers' dreams, and we have moved in the direction they have guided us in, through following their ideologies of equality, freedom of speech, and the right to bear arms. However, our efforts towards these goals have not always been successful, leading to the conclusion that the Founding Fathers envisioned a will to bring about change where necessary. The first step is not changing our country, but it should be changing ourselves by realizing where the problem exists. Every citizen has to be willing to better themselves so we can better the country. As Thomas Jefferson once said, "Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude." We have been placed on a path by the fathers, and now we have to do our part, which is to follow it.